In a world full of rush and hurry, it's so important to set aside time to just be still. To reconnect that vital relationship with a God who loves and wants to be close to you. So sit back and settle in for the next few minutes. And welcome to Common Prayer.
Well, hello, church, and welcome back to Common Prayer. Happy Saturday. Happy weekend for me. Saturday is Sabbath, and so I am resting, I'm sure. I am recording this earlier in the week, and so to have that day entirely free. But it is good to be with you. I hope that you also are enjoying the weekend thus far. You know, it is day 28. It is March 20th. Which is crazy that we are that far along in 2021. It feels like we just flipped the calendar, which is nuts. So anyway, let's jump into our time together. Glad that you are joining us today. Our word for today is the word enemies. And so as we prepare for our minute in silence, I want you to be able to draw your heart and your mind towards that word and maybe pay even particular attention to names or faces that may come up as we meditate on this. I know this is a little bit of a tough start to the morning, but I think Jesus has got some stuff for us in this. So let's spend a moment in the quiet meditating and bringing ourselves into the presence of God. And let's use this word enemy as a way to center ourselves. So let's do that. Scripture for today comes from Matthew chapter 5, verses 43 through 45. It says, "You have heard that it was said, 'Love your neighbor and hate your enemy.' But I tell you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, that you may be children of your Father in heaven." You know, when this teaching of Jesus is taken seriously, I mean, this short teaching, maybe Jesus's most challenging, most revolutionary, and downright difficult teachings of Jesus. I think in many ways we can look to this teaching as a sort of kind of litmus test for our own spiritual maturity. It can function as a type of barometer of how we are being formed into the people of God. You know, I love the way Jesus phrases this because he's hearkening back to kind of a different teaching, right? Love your neighbor and hate your enemy, but I tell you, Jesus has this new thing, this new way to exist with others in the world, and it's to love your enemies, to pray for those who persecute you. I mean, it's interesting because the very logic of enemy love extinguishes the concept of enemies for Jesus' followers. For those who follow Jesus, we are not allowed to have enemies. We are called to love them. And I think we have to be careful here, because the tendency is to reduce this teaching into some sort of unattainable ideal or utopian kind of dream, but rather Jesus is offering a very true teaching that demands effort and discipline and focus. I think as an example of this, we don't have to look any further than Jesus himself. Right? I mean, the culmination of Jesus' ministry is a death at the hands of his enemies that was ultimately for his enemies. I mean, Jesus lived this through and through. And we all have enemies, right? I mean, we don't often like to admit that, or at least if we do, we do it in kind of a cliche way. We want to think that we love everyone and that everyone loves us, but I think that's highly unlikely, and to be quite honest, a perusal of the comment section on a YouTube video or a Facebook post or on Twitter will probably argue the case that we all have deeper roots of vitriol and hate within us than we like to admit. You know, in as polarized a world as we live in, enemies are readily available. When we're honest, they rise to the surface quickly. Whether it's those we know, or those that, you know, that we're not on speaking terms, or maybe it's someone across the political spectrum that we've otherized, we are all too common with drawing sharp lines of contrast between those that are in our circle and those who are out of our circle. And I think one of the most challenging aspects of following Jesus is learning to love our enemies. Because not only does Jesus demonstrate this, as was mentioned above, but Jesus' expectation is that we are becoming the kind of Christ-like person that is not just capable of loving our enemies, but that enemy love becomes the natural outpouring of our lives. You see, the process of discipleship and sanctification is aimed at the point where it becomes easier for us to love our enemies than it is to hate our enemies. I mean, Jesus loved his enemies because he was the kind of person who could love his enemies. And what's so fascinating about Jesus' teaching, and here in the Sermon on the Mount, it is, I think, one of the most brilliant teachings in history. I mean, Jesus is stunningly brilliant. As he mixes these high ethical callings with these very practical steps to help shape us and draw us towards that ideal. Right? And the same is true, right? Most of us, we can't simply walk up to our enemy and love them in the moment, or when the moment presents itself, just say, I want to love them, I want to love them, I want to love them. Because we're not formed that way. We're not ready for that. Right? But what Jesus does offer is a practical step towards that. See, Jesus offers the simple step toward learning to love your enemy, and it's prayer. He says, pray for those who persecute you. Not slander, not speak against, not use that sarcastic dig that we know we can get some likes on social media, or that subtle posting of this article that'll tear that person down, or even just allow our minds to sit in the self-righteousness of looking down on someone else. Jesus says, pray for those who persecute you. See, it is in genuine, honest prayer that for our enemies that all negativity and hate within us is brought to the surface. It discourages us. Honest prayer for our enemies discourages us from saying or doing anything nasty to those we dislike. Because prayer has the power to change our attitudes. It invites Jesus into the scene. It allows the Holy Spirit to open up those darker recesses of yourself to transformation. I think this is why Jesus specifically tells his disciples here to pray for their enemies. Because we may not be able to love our enemies in this moment, but we are certainly capable of praying for them. So our practice for today is that you would just pick someone today who maybe you're not on speaking terms with. Maybe as we're in our moment of silence at the beginning of our time together today, a name, a face, an image came to your mind. And I want to invite you just to take a few minutes to pray for that person. Pray specifically for God's blessing on his or her life. So let's spend a moment doing that. Let's bring our hearts and our minds before God now. Whatever it is you're doing, if you're sitting, if you're walking, if you're driving in the car, just bring your mind and your heart to the presence of God now. And as you do, I invite you to ask the Holy Spirit to highlight a person, a name, someone that maybe you have ill feelings towards. As that person comes to mind, usually it's the first one you think of. That's the Holy Spirit nudging you. I want you to envision that person. I want you to pray for them. I want you to pray that God would bless them. Not that they'd change, not that they'd be different, but I pray that God would bless them. spend a moment in prayer for them. Church, we pray for our enemies. We love our enemies because Christ has in fact loved us. And that left to our own devices, we had become enemies of Christ. The love, the grace, the forgiveness that we experience in Jesus is the love that we are to reflect into the world around us. So may you go knowing that you have been loved as an enemy and that you can too forgive your enemies. Amen.
Common Prayer is a ministry of Central Peninsula Church in Foster City, California. You can now access and subscribe to Common Prayer episodes on the Google Podcast Store, Apple Music, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. Of course, you can always check back daily right here for episodes at cpc.org. Thanks for listening. We'll see you tomorrow.